Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Very excited about this weekend. We're going to get creative. Last weekend, we had Zach Falk, great lender up there in Whitefish, Montana with Black Diamond Mortgage. Cool team you have up there too.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. And we've roped him back in. In fact, it's Matt though. Matt is not only the producer, he's the bouncer. He just wouldn't let you leave.
I was here all week, Justin. it was tough.
Did he slip some food under the door?
No, yeah. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, he's a brutal guy. Anyways, let me thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics. Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Realty. Hey, Zach, so last week I thought we did a great job of talking about the market of now and really kind of describing it as a hangover. And then one of the things that you brought to the table at the end there was the word creativity. And I love that because as an opportunist, you know, I look at adversity as an opportunity to get creative. Now, I know that creativity can translate to risk really fast. So it needs to be charted with skillful people like yourself. And I wanted to talk about that because if we mentioned something, you threw a word out there last weekend about, no income verification loans. Mm-hmm. And I know for some of us who recall the days of 2006, we're probably thinking, yeah, right. Not doing that again.
That's the traditional first knee-jerk reaction yeah. to these new loan programs. And something I do want to just declare for everybody, everyone's situation is different.
Yeah, sure.
So you got to come talk to a lender and figure out what makes sense for you. It won't be the same person A to person B.
Right. I like how Dave in your office, I had him on the show. It was a while ago, so I need to bring him back in here. He was a blast. He likes to, throw punches at a rocket a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he says, riding a rocket is fun until it's not. And I'm like, that's a good point, Dave. The point that he's actually making though, there is that those inside the box push button loan programs work for a very narrow margin of buyers. For the rest of the buyers, it's abusive. It's not as good as it should be, right?
Yeah.
And so I like how he puts that though. It's there for somebody. It's
Absolutely.
Probably not there for everybody. And for the rest of us, we really do need to talk to a professional because there could be options.
You do. And that's where the creativity comes into yeah. piece. What I do is I'm always going to analyze mm-hmm. someone's situation and start with the best possible loan product and move to the next one if the best one is not
right.
possible for them. Right. And that's where that creativity comes into play. And so some of these loan programs, you mentioned a no income verification primary residence purchase. That's not always the first option that we're going to choose.
Right.
But it's an option that exists. And to your point, when you started this show, is creativity is sometimes necessary.
Yeah.
And so those loan programs are needed in order to be able to move from one product to the next until we find the right one for that person that
right.
we're helping.
Right.
And so you mentioned also 2006, 2007. I want to encourage those who are listening that it's a very different world today than it was then.
Then, yeah.
Right? And specifically in the category of regulation. There's
right.
a lot more regulatory requirements for lending institutions. And so, these programs are not as risky as you might first think when you hear about them.
True. Yeah. And I think a lot of that comes because of the collapse that followed all of that mismanagement of money. And when we got back up off of the ground, we looked at everything and said, well, we don't want to do that again. So let's put up some guardrails so that we don't fall into the ditch again. And I think we have successfully done that. In fact, as a person who tends to not like limits and guardrails and things like that, I'm a fan because they are very reasonable. The lending regulations that we have seen are not overly excessive, yet at the same time, they're not incredibly loose so that people are falling off the edge.
Well, and I think what people need to remember is that even the lending regulations that we live under today are not designed to help the lender. They are designed to help the consumer, right?
Yeah.
And so consumers can take rest in knowing that they have to be fully disclosed what they're getting, whether it's a traditional type financing or a creative type financing.
Right.
It's not, you can't be hoodwinked
right.
in today's market, which is really important for people
right.
because people need to be informed buyers, in my opinion.
I think people need to stop thinking that because their credit score is not high enough, that they think, mm-hmm. or because they haven't been on the job long enough that they think, or that they are self-employed that they think. I think they need to stop thinking that way. I think what they need to do is say, hey, Zach, what's up? Does this work? Because I really, the way I see the way that you work, and I have seen you work personally. In fact, you've helped my wife with a number of mm-hmm. buyers. And in many times those were rescue files. Like they were told no over here, and they came to Zach and they were told, let's go. Right. And it was awesome because it's like putting a puzzle together, you know, and just because the first piece that I picked up doesn't fit into that little area where it's missing a piece doesn't mean that there's not a piece for that piece.
Exactly. So I have little kids, and that you just gave me a flashback to my kids working on a puzzle.
Okay.
And it's not, they can figure out how to put a puzzle together. Right? Like we should be able to figure out how to put a puzzle together for a consumer, right?
Yeah,
it's not that difficult. There are hard stops sometimes, but really you just need to understand what you can do and what you can't do and live within those bounds, but then also be willing to push on them a little bit.
Right.
There's a lot of things that can be done in the world of lending if you just ask somebody.
That's right.
And I think there's a lot of people that are hesitant to ask a question that might be a no at first.
That's right.
I'm just going to keep asking until it's a yes.
There it is. Hey, we're talking with Zach Falk of Black Diamond Mortgage. My name's Justin Metch. This is the Flat at Home Show. Creativity. Creativity is in the air, Zach. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
Okay, we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. Getting creative this weekend. Zach Falk in the room with me, Black Diamond Mortgage. Zach, we're going to play a little game, all right?
I like games.
Okay, cool. Because we were talking about puzzles last time. This one might be a little bit more fun. Years ago, the cell phone companies, the cell phone providers, the tech that built the cell phones, they were advocating apps. You know, in fact, there was an ad campaign that simply read, there's an app for that. There's an app for that. There's an app. Now there's an app for everything, right? There's an app for browsing real estate. It's called My Personal Branding App, right? You know, there's an app for that. So, I want to throw a couple of, situations at you basically I'm asking you, is there a loan for that?
Sure. Okay? Sounds great.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, man. I pulled from, I don't know, Credit Karma, and it looks like I've got a 620 FICO score. Is there a loan for that?
There's a loan for that, Justin.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you're going to use Credit Karma though, are you?
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with Credit Karma, so we'll just leave that there.
We'll leave that there. Another show, another time. Okay, cool. Let's see, man. I started my own business. My spouse is employed and has been on the same job for, let's say, over 4 years. I've started a job and I'm a new entrepreneur. I'm self-employed. I've been self-employed for a year and a half. We did our taxes, so I've got 1 year of taxes. And of course, we've got 6 more months of self-employment. Is there a loan for that?
Yes. As a general rule of thumb, there is. You made a great comment earlier. We'd be building an app for that,
yeah.
Right? And the reason it depends is what people don't understand, I think, and it's not their fault, is there's always more information to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you know, the more likely you can come up with a scenario. But if you peel back all the depends language that lenders like to use, the simple answer is yes. There's a loan for that.
There's a loan for that. And if not, we're building a loan for that.
Exactly.
Right? We're building an app for that.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to throw you another one. And this one might be, this one is a sensitive one. I filed bankruptcy 2 years ago. Is there a loan for that?
Yes, Justin, there is.
Wow.
Yes.
No kidding.
There is. Yeah. So that's where we get into the creativity of those other loan products where you just need to know who to talk to. And
see, friends, listeners, this is what we've wanted to allow to happen this weekend is let the air thin a little bit and realize that there's a lot of opportunity out there. You just need to ask.
Absolutely.
I think the greatest thing in front of us, the thing that's challenging people with their next real estate purchase more than anything else is their mindset.
I think you're right.
I'm just going to go there.
I think there's a lot of hesitancy or I guess I would say fear of failure.
Yeah.
That lives in the minds of people that they don't go to a loan officer because they're embarrassed by what their financials might look like.
Right.
I've talked to people like that, and within 24 hours, they have a loan approval.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't know what they didn't know. And so you're right. The creativity comes into place with just also having a little bit of courage too. Those kind of play hand in hand. And there's just more available than you can find on Google. Google is dangerous when it comes to lending.
It really is.
You can be really easily misinformed.
Yeah. There's a lot of, arguably there's more misinformation than there is real information.
Yeah. Yes.
You can fact check that, Mac. All right,
that's
so
great.
Man, you know what? This is great. My heart's desire for the listener and the consumer is to really feel and understand that there is a possibility. You know, you need not be afraid. That with today's loan programs, with the professionals like Zach, we can find opportunities for you. And I trust that should they run into, you say, I think you called them hard barriers. Mm-hmm. Should there be a hard barrier for whatever reason it may be, it doesn't mean that exists forever or even for very long.
Absolutely.
So I imagine you've had a client sit down at the desk and say, this is my situation. And while there may not be a solution for you today, we're building an app for that.
You bet.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories is I've helped people who they go to a lending institution and they're told, no, you need to make more money.
Right.
And they're on their journey to buy a house, right? And then they go do what they said, they make more money. And a couple of years go by and the lender says, sorry, but you need to make more money. So then they go again and again and again.
Yeah.
And they've made enough money. And by the
sounds
time
like
they
the IRS, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They finally get to the table with enough money for a loan approval and they don't have a credit score.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, oh no. So then there's another amount of time.
Yeah.
But this gets at your point of the hard barriers. Getting courageous and going and talking to somebody allows you, if those hard barriers exist, to get through them faster.
Yeah.
If you are guessing at what those might be, you're kind of in for some disappointment possibly. If you guessed wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Point is definitely take a look and have some courage and allow somebody to get creative for you.
Zach, I am ready for opportunity. What's that loan hotline?
Loan hotline, Justin, is 406-862-4999. You can call or text.
Zach Falk with Black Diamond Mortgage in the house. Hey, man, thanks for hanging out with us this weekend.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for the opportunity and the optimism. Hey, friends, you be safe, be well, have fun out there. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.